Patreon Saturdays. We got to get right into it. Kim is sharing more stories from the past from her time on RHONJ. We talk about all going on current with the Gorgas. She turns it around and asks me and puts me on the spot with all sorts of things. We talk about what's going on in Beverly Hills World, all this stuff with Lizzie and Ramona exiting Roni. We talk about every franchise this week. Jen Shah, based on the Chrisleys just being sentenced. We cover it all. Kim has got a lot to say. Here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon. Did you think we were going to miss this Saturday just because it's Thanksgiving? Maybe on the main show, but not on Patreon. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness. If I had to see one more episode with that choir, what a snooze fest. What are you supposed to do? These people aren't mind readers. She's running around telling people she's not going to jail. I hope she don't go to jail if they give her house arrest. You know, it is what it is. You never know. That's right. That's right. Look what they did for Teresa and Joe. Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
the Chrisleys, they committed,
Oh my.
right?
Wow.
12 years for him, 8 years for her.
This is some crazy stuff. I really, like I said, and again with Coach Shaw, whatever is it? I mean, they were living so high on the hog. I mean, he never knew what she, and I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying that. I'm all for the spouses. But don't you question? I mean, don't you question, say, geez, how'd you get all those Louis? How'd you get, like, wow, your business must be doing great. Like, no, I don't know. It's very
I
strange.
think he thought that he was married to a powerhouse,
Yeah.
brilliant businesswoman.
Yep. Yep.
I
Want
mean,
that. I don't think his mind would have whatever went to somebody screwing older people out of their retirements. I don't think his brain is wired that way. So wow. So anyway, I hear everyone liked my Danielle Staub story. And did you see that Danielle is saying now she will not answer any more DMs unless you buy a cameo? What do you think of that, David?
I mean, first of all, where, like, she did out of nowhere come. I mean, did we incite this? Like, why is Danielle all
I
of a sudden
know.
back on? I feel like she's
I
had
know.
more new RHONJ activity with her in the past week. I'm not saying it's because of us, but I'm saying
No,
it's
I
because
know.
of us. Like, did people slip into her DMs to say David and
Yeah.
Kim said that
Yeah.
you pulled down your pants? And because all of a sudden, so.
Get your coins.
I
Get your
would just
coins.
like to know if the number one question she's going to be asked is,
Did
have
you
you
pull
been,
your pants down?
yeah, for Kim D. She
It
might.
was stockings. It was her stockings because
Oh.
she was wearing a dress. Oh, also, did you get a chance to see any of the clips about with Teresa dancing last night again?
No, did you? You're shaking your head.
Yes, I did. And I know there's a campaign right now because you realize that Melissa and Joe lied about coming on the show, and everyone's all in for, the we can't stand, we don't like. We hate Melissa and Joe. All this old stuff about Melissa is coming out.
Like,
Oh
what
my
has come
God.
out
Okay.
now?
What's coming out is this. So when I was filming, when I'm going to tell you a backstory, okay.
Tell me if people love the
Okay. I
backstories,
know.
Kim. Tell me.
So when I was filming, the girls came to my store. They always come to the store. So this was the season where the Bulldog episode came out. Melissa's ex-boyfriend, Bulldog, they destroyed her. They went at her. Her, Joe, and Melissa were like screaming at her. Meanwhile, I try to butt in, and the producers push me out of the way. They're like, no. I try to stick up for her. They're like, no, you can't, whatever. So this poor girl, like, was so upset with me for doing that to her. And again, no reason to lie. This was her maid of honor. And she and Jan also told me that the minute Melissa got on the show, all her friends that knew about like her past and who she really was before, she completely nixed all of them. Didn't bother. It's always squashed when it comes to the Gorgas. I was going to be confronted by Joe Gorga about these rumors about Melissa cheating, and supposedly I was the one spreading it. So I'm in the car with my mother and Kristen, and we're on our way to Portobello. And one of the producers calls in the car. This will all be in my book. And he's on speaker. And he says, Kim, don't worry. we hired extra security. I'm like, what? We hired it. I go, for what? He goes, well, you never know how Joe Gorga is going to act. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You think that Joe Gorga is going to get physical with me? Well, we just never know. They know. My mother looks at me like, what in the world? So they bring me upstairs. It was two floors. I'm drinking. I'm having a good time. Like, fuck you. Like, I'm not scared of Joe Gorga, you know? That's when Jacqueline and Chris, Kathy and Richie, and the Gorgas were downstairs. And Jacqueline said, this isn't going down with Kim. You are not going to get physical with her. You are not going to scream and yell at her. Not like on my watch. It's not going to happen. Class. And so did Kathy and Richie. And Kathy went up to my mom and she goes, I want you to understand, like, your daughter is so loyal to Teresa and does all these things for Teresa. And Teresa is just like, I don't need Kim D to film. I don't need this. I mean, because none of them were filming with her. And I went home and I was drinking. Kristen, hopefully I could get the information for Kristen so I could continue this story. I called Teresa on the carpet. When I got home, I'm like, Teresa, I heard you were talking about me and you said you didn't care about filming me. And Teresa, of course, denied it. And it caused a little bit of a rift between me and T. We were okay, but I knew then that she couldn't be trusted. I knew then.
Did your mother, but like, was your mother like, oh, stay away from this woman?
Yeah. My mother never trusted her. Really? And she did, but I was like, Mom, what am I going to do? I'm filming with her. Yeah, it can get ugly on that show. And Joe Gorga is very explosive. And it doesn't matter if it's a woman, a female, or it's a male. Also said that there was a scandal at Home Depot that he supposedly robbed, you know, lumber. He's not allowed to go back there anymore. So he has Frank Catania or other people buying his wood. These are all crazy, like, but there's a lot of stories like that around. There's a lot.
How do you get banned at Home Depot?
I know.
This is like, you can't make this shit up.
No, it's just crazy. You know, I'm not on a I hate Gorgas kick. I'm really not. We're just discussing what's out there right now, current events. And they're on that. This whole situation, they're on a downward spiral. It's not spiral. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I can't speak, but they're on a downward spiral. And it's crazy. I think by the time you guys hear this, Dolores will be engaged.
Holy shit. I mean, listen, Erica is just, someone was joking saying like, why is everyone stressed out about those earrings? Diana's going to buy them back for her BFF.
She should. That would be a good idea. Yes.
She wants to help out the victims and, you know.
Yeah. Diana Jenkins, buy the earrings, Diana. Perfect, David. Oh, my God. I didn't even think of it. That's why I keep you around, David. That's why I keep you around, love. You got, listen, that's also, I heard that Frank Catania's girlfriend, Brittany is definitely, you're going to see a lot of her on New Jersey and a lot more of her on the next season. They like her.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Oh, by the way, I'm getting all DMs. Why is David so afraid of Margaret? Why is David so afraid? I would like you to clear that up, please. Are you afraid of Margaret Josephs?
Oh, Kim, why must you always turn it around and ask me these questions? And why does everybody want answers about my relationship with Margaret? Listen, we're about to get into it all, okay? And yes, Kim has lots more stories about the past of RHONJ. We also talk about Beverly Hills. I mean, Lisa Rinna's followed by TMZ this week, all the things she said, what's going on in Beverly Hills world. We talk about Jen Shah some more. We cover it all. And we deep dive Roni and everything that's going on with Lizzie. So Kim is talking about it all today. So RHONJ and RHONY and Beverly Hills and every franchise we're pretty much covering today. So head on over to Patreon and thank you, Kim, for turning it around on me. But it's really all about Kim. She has lots of stories. Head on over. Happy Thanksgiving. Curl up with this episode of Patreon. Kim is in rare form. Enjoy.